Welcome in to the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Friday, April 12th, 2024. The Phillies amazingly wrapped up their best opening road trip in over a decade with their second straight series win, taking 2 of 3 against the Cardinals. Early this week, they kept the positive momentum rolling on their return home with a 5-1 win over the visiting Pirates to finally get over that 500 hump for the first time on this young season. It was a whole lot of singles, more than match.com, as they seem to say around here. So let's ring the bell for a strong road trip as the Phillies face off next in a battle for Pennsylvania. And we'll recap the games. Phils kicked off their series with the Cardinals with another strong turn from Spencer Turnbull. He spun 6 solid innings, blanking the Cards with 6 strikeouts and just 3 base runners. He's been awesome so far this year, tossing 11 shutout frames to kick off his Phillies career. He's got a 30.9% CSW on the season, 13 strikeouts against just 1 walk so far this year. Tywin Walker is ramping up things down in Florida, but Spencer is letting him know that he can take his sweet time getting healthy. Brandon Marsh collected 2 hits, including his a ninth inning homer, while the Phils brought out Jeff Hoffman for the save. He blew it and then allowed the tying run to score before Alec Bohm would save him with a win and an RBI double in the 10th. They knocked in another run on a sac fly, and then Gregory Soto completed the 2-run save for the extra innings win. Tuesday began the Phillies' barrage of singles as they were held without an extra base hit. Sonny Gray breezed through 5 innings in his first start of the year. Zach Wheeler took the loss, allowing 3 runs on 6 over 7 innings, so not all that bad, but the offense never really showed up, and Brian Helsley picked up the save for the Cards. 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position for the Phils, 0 in the extra base hit column. That's not going to do it, Phils, until Wednesday, of course, because Aaron Nola gutted through some raining conditions, diminished velocity, put together perhaps his most impressive start of the year, not numbers-wise, but just what he was able to do out on the mound, managing to overcome the lost velo and some control issues, uncharacteristic of him. He survived 6 frames, led in just 2 runs. Phillies got nothing but singles once again, but this time they made him count, going 4-for-10 with runners in scoring position to eke out a 4-3 victory. Rob Thompson showed his loyalty in the back of the pen, shoving Trevor Hoffman right back into a save opportunity after blowing it on Monday, and Hoffman came through. He wrapped up the game along 1 base runner, clean 9th inning, 16 straight singles for the Phils across the last 2 games, and the single train would keep on churning through the first few innings on Thursday with 3 more to kick off the offensive barrage. The Phils could have had a lot more early on, and they didn't, because they scorched several line drives in the first inning that ended up right into the gloves of various Pirates defenders. Eventually, Alec Bohm mashed a 400-foot homer to break the scoreless tie in the fourth and break the Phillies' single streak. The Phils got 4 more runs in the bottom of the seventh with a pair of 2-run dingers by Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott to put the game away. Ranger Suarez provided another solid outing for the Phils. Rotation picking up his second win with 6 shutout innings. He struck out 8 and walked just 2, and Alec Bohm flashed him leather to end it with a nice sliding catch in the 9th inning to send the home fans home happy. Let's ring the bell for a 3-4 week as the Phils get things going in a positive direction. And our key takeaway: some signs of life on offense. Well, it was a rough go on Tuesday, but the team is batting about 240 over the past 4 games with some hard hit balls finding their way into the opposing mitts. A good example: Bryce Harper remains hitless over his last 4, but he notched the highest exit velo in the game on Thursday. 110 mile per hour liner off the bat in the first inning ended up as a double play lineup. So that's just how things are breaking. You saw them come through with the 3 homers on Thursday night, and hopefully as the weather's warming in the next couple weeks in Philly, the bats also heat up. Some news and notes: Tywin Walker and Orion Kerkering are headed south with rain in the forecast in the area in the northeast. So Walker made a rehab start, tossed 47 pitches on Thursday. He'll take his time with a few more turns as Spencer Turnbull keeps the spot warm and is excelling, looks like potentially Philly's best pitcher so far. Orion Kerkering tossed an inning on Thursday, struck out the side. He was hitting 98 on the gun. The Phillies had said they wanted him to go two games in the span of 3 days. He did that on Tuesday and Thursday. So if he's feeling good, he could be back with the big club at any time, although it wouldn't be a surprise if they wanted to get him another appearance or two in the spring, but we'll have to wait on activation there. Let's take a quick look around the NL East. The Braves lost 2 of 3 to the Mets this week. They play the Marlins over the weekend as they remain in a game ahead of the Phillies early on in the standings. The Nationals won a series at San Francisco. They head across the bay to Oakland over the weekend. The Marlins won Thursday in New York, but dropped 2 of 3 to the Yankees. They'll host Atlanta this weekend, as we mentioned. And the Mets, they've won a series against the Braves. They host the Kansas City Royals in an interleague play matchup this weekend at Citi Field. Up next for the Phils, they continue their four-game series with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Phils got the first one, and we will continue the battle for Pennsylvania this weekend. Friday at 6:40, Christopher Sanchez is going to face off with old friend Bailey Falter, and the Phils will be debuting their City Connect jerseys. We know Falter's a decent arm. He has some good strikeout stuff, but again, he can get beat around at times, so we'll have to see if the Phils bats can come out and play in their new uniforms. They'll be wearing another different version of their uniform, the creams, on Saturday at 4:05. Spencer Turnbull looks to continue his dominant start versus Marco Gonzalez, and then Sunday 1:35, Zach Wheeler looking to bounce back versus Mitch Keller. So it's going to be a Sunday matchup of aces and down at the bank. And then next week, we're getting the Rockies to come visit Citizens Bank Park starting on Monday. We're going to get into that series and wrap up the Pirates series on our Monday pod, but that's all we got for you right now. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Let's go, Phils.